This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mudd into 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It is round two of boys Division II basketball action. Tournament play on the boys' side well underway. And we've got Sydney and Miamisburg here tonight on Scores Broadcast. We're going to find out the relative strengths of these two leagues, the Miami Valley League and the Greater Western Ohio Conference. Sydney won its half of the MVL. Sydney came in first, 14-4 in MVL play, 17-5 overall. Beat Troy twice in the season. Miamisburg, 10-13 on the year, 4-10, dead last in the GWAC. Also beat Troy twice. Prevailing opinion here in the gym at the Student Activity Center is even-steven matchup. The GWAC is simply that much better than the MVL.
Well, the GWAC is that much better than the MVL, and all the teams that got out of there made a good choice. I was part of it when it first happened at Piqua, and boy, the coaches didn't want to see that in the least, but I think it made it easier for the lazy athletic directors to schedule.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow night, we are on the air online on scoresbroadcast.com with Fort Loramie and Emmanuel Christian Division 7 action. Tip off at 6, 5:20 airtime tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. And then on Wednesday, two nights from this evening, we are right back here at the Student Activity Center at Vandalia Butler with girls Division 7 regional play. Two region semifinals, Fort Loramie Delaware Christian in game one, Mississinewa Valley Legacy Christian in game two. A tip-off of game one at 6 on the air again on Wednesday at 5:20. Fans filing in, should be a good night of high school basketball. It's a toss-up, Sydney and Miamisburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com High School Sports Presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Once again, hello once more from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Sydney shooting around to our right, Miamisburg to our left. We're probably 20 minutes away from our opening tip tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. John Willoughby, head coach of Sydney, was at Houston 30 years in Shelby County. His club's always featured great guard play. No exception here at Sydney. John's been on board as the mentor of the Sydney program for 9 seasons now. Azon Steele, 16 points a game, leads the way. He is a 35% three-point shooter. At 15 points a game is Jace Daniel. He's 37% behind the arc. Both of those young men shoot free throws at 70%. Meanwhile, Miamisburg has got size. Andrew Horner, 20 points a game, 6'9 senior. He is in the post. Interesting setup tonight, Chuck. It may be a game of pace. Can Sydney speed up Miamisburg? Will the Vikings' height take advantage?
Well, Sydney's going to have to turn them because if it's a half-court game, 6'9 is going to trump normally your quickness in a half-court game. So Sydney does need to speed it up. They need to get some steals. They need to get some scores off of their press. And I think that's how they win the ball game tonight.
Tim Freeze, head coach at Miamisburg, he's been the man for 18 years. He holds the record for most wins, most games coached at Miamisburg in boys' hoops. Coach Freeze has four times, been named the GWAC South Coach of the Year, and he has led Miamisburg to league championships in 2014, 18, and 19. About 15 minutes away from the opening tip, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Miamisburg Vikings here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, as we alluded several minutes ago before our commercial break, these two teams, Sydney and Miamisburg, have played Troy twice each this year. And Sydney and Miamisburg swept Troy 4-0. Sydney won by 3 points of the 7. And Jace Daniel was 16-14 for Sydney, was the big score for the Yellow Jackets in beating Troy twice. Meanwhile, Miamisburg has beaten Troy in the regular season in a non-conference game, and on Friday night in the first round of the district tournament, 51-35 was the 16-point triumph by Miamisburg over Troy back in January 18th. Big Andrew Horner in the middle led the Vikings with 18. Hunter Durr had 10, along with 9 points from both Billy Osmanski and Kellen Toadvine. And this past Friday night, the club was led in scoring by Horner, who had 9, Alex Anderson, Hunter Durr, 8 points apiece. Osmanski had 7, Kellen Toadvine had 6. Good balanced scoring for Miamisburg, Chuck. It's not simply the big man. He dispersed the ball extremely well from the post position to shooters at mid-range and on the arc in the win over Troy this past Friday evening.
Well, I'll tell you, it's 6'9". If you've got somebody that can catch the ball, if you front and back, he's going to find the open man. That's good basketball right there. I'm excited to see him play. He's a big, solid kid.
In the game we covered earlier this season on scoresbroadcast.com right here at Vandalia-Butler, Sydney beat the Butler Aviators, pulled away from them in the fourth quarter after trailing most of the first half. And the Yellow Jackets were able to speed up Vandalia-Butler in that game, turned them over frequently. Pace of the game changed. It was to Sydney's advantage, and as we have noted already, Sydney's got to do that tonight somehow, some way.
Absolutely. I mean, they've got all kinds of speed out there. You got Spradling, you got Steele. I mean, those two young men can just flat out guard you. But they have to be offensively solid from the beginning of the game. Sometimes they struggle with their offense. I don't think they can turn it into a half-court game if they want to win.
Exactly. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. Key building components for sure. Yep, Sydney's got to quicken the pace of this game. They've got to run up and down the floor and make Miamisburg chase. Meanwhile, Miamisburg wants a half-court contest and use the big Horner out of the post position. Key building components here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Corner for Miamisburg, by the way, 20.4 points a game. We've said that. 30% three-point shooter. He can pop to the arc, let it fly, pretty good accuracy. Between 10 and 11 rebounds per outing for him. And you don't dare foul him, Chuck. Andrew Horner shoots free throws at 82%.
Wow. Well, hey, you got a big kid like that that can shoot free throws, has touch around the basket, can step out if you don't guard him. Yeah, that's a weapon.
Yellow Jackets free throw shooting as a team, pushing 70, just under it. Two good foul shooting clubs here tonight. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our new underwriting sponsors, the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Sydney, Miamisburg tonight, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yep, here are the starting lineup for tonight's game between Sydney and Miamisburg here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports, covering 90 to 100 games a year. Our schools are primarily north of Interstate 70 in Shelby County and the Midwest Athletic Conference, Miami Valley League, and Three Rivers Conference. For Sydney, opening up at guard, 5'10 senior Azon Steele. He's averaging 16 points a game, 35% behind the arc. Ethan New at the power forward position, 6'2 a senior, 6 per contest. Julius Bradling out front at guard, 14 points a game, 5'10 senior. Caleb Lee at a forward spot, a sophomore, 6 feet 1 inch tall. He is averaging 6 per game. And Jace Daniel, a 6'2 senior, 15 per outing, rounds out the starting five for Sydney, coached by John Willoughby. Azon Steele at 5'10, Ethan New at 6'2, Julius Bradling at 5'10, Caleb Lee at 6'1, and Jace Daniel at 6'2. For Miamisburg, it's Billy Osmanski, Hunter Durr, Chris Engo, Kellen Toadvine, and Andrew Horner. That's the starting five for the Vikings. And we'll talk about them statistically when we return here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
For the Miamisburg Vikings here tonight, as we noted, Billy Osmanski at guard, senior six-footer, 10.5 points a game, 30% behind the arc, 81% foul shooter, 54 assists on the season. Hunter Durr at a wing, 6'2 senior, 4 points a game. Chris Engo, a junior at 5'8, 8 per outing, 66% free throw shooter for Engo. Kellen Toadvine, 5 points per contest, 6 feet tall, a junior. And Andrew Horner in the pivot, a senior, 6'9, averaging a little over 20 points a game. He leads the club at between 10 and 11 rebounds. Sydney Yellow Jackets' tallest two players in the opening five are Daniel at 6'2, New at 6'2, Lee at 6'1. Somehow or other, they're going to have to body up on Horner and not allow him to get the ball as frequently as he would like, and certainly not allow him to be really comfortable in that center position.
Well, if they're going to have to put a body on him, I mean, rebounding is position, and now 6'2 against 6'9, he does have an advantage. He's got to put a body on him, got to keep him away from the basket a little bit. Don't let, if he goes across the lane, you got to put an arm bar on him, you got to hit him, you got to bump him a little bit. Don't give him any free runs across the lane. Make him think about it as he goes across.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. And don't forget, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Miamisburg in the road blue, gray and white trims. Sydney Yellow Jackets wear the white, black numbers outlined in gold. Opening tip won by Horner. He smacks the ball into backcourt to Engo, who brings it up right to left. Sydney will advance from left to right as you use your imagination on your phone or computer screen. And Sydney from left to right. Ball lobbed into Turner by Engo. Ball popped in the air by Sydney. Goes out of bounds in the corner. Vikings will throw in below the rim. And the playmaker is Horner at 6'9", just under 200 pounds. He'll pitch it in play. Throws it ahead of the key to Osmanski. He's at the elbow on the left. Now to Durr, back to Osmanski, who fakes the three. To Horner in the left, Horner in the left corner. He drives, goes below the backboard. Hits a cutter in the lane. It's Toadvine. He doesn't shoot. Flips it on the arc to Engo. At the elbow, right at the keyhole, to Horner, who squares up and hits a 14-footer. Showing nice range, Horner, 2 points for Miamisburg, which leads 2-0. Here is Sydney, forecourt to our right. Ball thrown on the arc to Spradling. Spradling to Azon Steele, 30 feet away. Steele picked up by Osmanski. Good matchup there. High left, the ball dealt to Jace Daniel. Pitch and catch on the arc now, Spradling and Steele. Miamisburg defensively, Chuck, what do they look like?
Oh, they're playing straight man with a little help in the back.
Steele, far left wing. A little stop-and-go dribble, baseline below the basket. Tries to flip opposite corner, intercepted by Engo of Miamisburg. Up the floor to Horner, tipped out of bounds by Sydney. 6:42 left, opening quarter. Miamisburg 2, Sydney nothing. Opening field goal by Horner of the Vikings. Ball being inbounded by Toadvine. Far left part of the floor to Osmanski. Engo straight away. Foul line extended right. Hunter Durr back to Engo. Steal on him. Deep left corner. Dealt to Toadvine. Opposite side of the floor. Osmanski hits Horner. Baseline right. Turnaround 10-footer. Swish.
I'll tell you what. That's pretty impressive. First two shots.
Horner 2-for-2. Miamisburg on top 4-0. Nearly 2 minutes played. Opening period. Sidney brings it down left to right. It's new. Out back to the three-point shooter. A long one chucked up there by Jace Daniel. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound Osmanski of Miamisburg. He zips up the floor, head of the key, foul line, cut off, can't shoot, stops his dribble, goes to Hunter Durr. Durr burrows his way into the lane. He's covered up, then throws it out back, and it's over and back as the pass eludes Horner near midcourt. Sidney possession.
He had three chances where he could have shot the ball. I'm not sure what he was looking for.
5:48 to go in the first, 4-0. Miamisburg leads. Sidney in backcourt. It's Julius Spradling. Guarded by Engo of Miamisburg. Spradling around one man, another. Reverse layup against Horner. Short. Shot was altered by the big man. Outlet to Engo. Miamisburg's got it. Deep right side of the court. It's Osmanski. Straight away to Durr. Behind the foul stripe. 17-foot shot. Off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Azon Steele of Sidney. He darts up the floor, head of the key, stops. Shake and bake move. Step back, long two, 18-foot shot. Off the heel, rebound Horner. Sidney yet to score. We played 3 minutes. Miamisburg leads it 4-0, thanks to two field goals by Horner. Foul line, Durr. Oh, nice lob down inside for Horner. Couldn't complete the pass cleanly. Ball was dropped. Punched away by Sidney and stolen. Here's Daniel down the floor. Gives it up to Spradling. To the rack. Yes, for two. 3-on-2 break in transition by the Yellow Jackets.
Good help that time on Horner.
And that caused the turnover to our left. Sidney took advantage. 4-2 in favor of Miamisburg. Make it 7-2. Osmanski from the right flank buries a triple. 3-point field goal by Osmanski. 5-point lead Miamisburg. 4:26 to go here in the first quarter. Sidney straight away with the ball. It's Caleb Lee. Deep left corner, Spradling back to Lee. Horner jumps at him. Lee fires up the three. Short, no good. Nobody around for Sidney to rebound. Miamisburg's got it. Engo trots up the floor, top of the circle. 7-2 Miamisburg. 4 minutes left, opening period. Here's Hunter Durr. Gives it up right corner to Toadvine. Into the middle to Horner. Back to the basket. He maneuvers. Ducks under. Got away with a walk, maybe. Shot it short. Loose ball in the lane. It's rolling through people's legs. Horner eventually gets it up on the iron. No, but a foul against Sidney. Loose ball recovered by the Vikings. And it results in two free throws from Horner, who's at 82% on the year at the stripe. 7-2 in favor of Miamisburg as Horner tries to push it to 9-2. First foul shot is connected. 8-2 Miamisburg. Substitution, Alex Anderson, 6'2 junior, checks in for Miamisburg in place of Hunter Durr, 6'2 senior. Horner's on the button twice, two foul shots made. He's got a nice stroke at 6'9", doesn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, that's a terrific free throw.
9-2 Miamisburg. Officials timeout called. Inadvertent whistle, perhaps. Sidney will throw in at midcourt. 3:46 left to go here in the opening period. Yellow Jackets have not looked comfortable at the offensive end yet, Chuck.
Nope. And the scorekeeper doesn't seem comfortable in front of us either.
Dribble drive up over the center line. Julius Spradling gives it a foul stripe to Caleb Lee. No shot available. On the arc to Jace Daniel. Being hounded by Osmanski. Dribbling, 30 feet away. Julius Spradling. Sidney's offense way out on the floor at the moment. Here's a long three try by Sidney. It goes airborne off the fingertips of Daniel. It rims, comes out. Daniel was decked while shooting, and he gets three free throws.
Yeah, I mean, when you close out on a three-point shooter, you've got to pick a hand. You got to go ball side, but you got to go under control. He just flew right at him, knocked him down.
Daniel, a very good foul shooter for Sydney. 3:18 to go first quarter. 9-2 Miamisburg. Daniel pops it up and in. 9-3 Miamisburg. Second shot here by Jace Daniel. Number 2 of 3. It's in the air, strong off the flange. Third foul shot of 3 for Daniel. He's been a consistent scorer all year long for the Yellow Jackets at 15 a game, 70% on the arc, 37% on the arc, and 70% from the charity stripe. Second free throw, a little heavy, sticks in the back rim, kerplunk, it falls in. Timeout called, 9-4 Miamisburg, 3:18 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
9-4 Miamisburg over Sydney. Final 3 minutes opening period of play. Engo in backcourt for the Vikings. He hustles up the left side, picked up by Steele of Sydney. Ball goes to midcourt to Durr. Intercepted by Sydney. Azon Steele throws it down the floor, tries to chase after it. Nobody was there. Steele couldn't catch up to it. And the ball trickles over the end line. Miamisburg dodges a bullet. Turned it over. Sydney gave it right back. 2:50 left to go. First period. 9-4 Miamisburg. Engo throws to a teammate in the right corner. Long triple try by Osmanski. Wide left. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Spradling of Sydney. 5-point lead Miamisburg. 2.5 to go first quarter. Ball thrown into the post. Twisting, turning. Caleb Lee for Sydney. His 7-footer no good. It's tipped back up and in. It looked like New and Lee both got a hand on it. Give it to New. Big tip shot by New as he sneaked in around Horner. Big bucket for the Yellow Jackets.
I think Horner got a hand on that, too.
9-6 in favor of Miamisburg. 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney punches the ball out of bounds at midcourt, and Miamisburg throws it in. With the ball 30 feet away, Connor Norman, 6'1 sophomore, has it. Out back to Osmanski. He chucks up a long fadeaway three. No good. Weak side rebound. Hunter Durr got it. Nice stick back, Miamisburg. 11-6. Vikings lead. 2 minutes left in the first. Spradling enters the paint. Deals low below the rim to a teammate. Reverse layup tried. It's blocked. Caleb Lee was stuffed. Held ball on the arrow. Sydney gets it below the rim.
Yeah, that was Anderson. He scores at one end and blocks a shot at the other. Nice job.
Ball inbounded by Sydney below the hoop. Fed way out on the arc. Nearly intercepted by Osmanski. He tracked it down near the scorer's table. Got a fist on it. Drove it out of bounds. Sydney pitching it in play at midcourt. Fired in backcourt by Daniel to Spradling. Spradling against Anderson. Now Azon Steele from 27. Line drive three. Count it. Well done by Steele. He poured one through. And here comes Sydney back within a couple points. 11-9. 90 seconds to go here in the first. Straight away from Miamisburg off the screen. It's Connor Norman. Long three clanged off the iron. Rebound right side of the floor by Berg. Miamisburg still has it. It's Osmanski. Down the right side. Straight away to Anderson. Ball weave far side of the floor to the three-point shooter, Connor Norman. It's strong. Weak side rebound, Sydney. Sydney shooting for the tie here with a minute to go in the first. 11-9 Miamisburg. Scrambling between the rings. Checked tightly on the play, but Norman outside the arc on the left to Daniel. Wants to drive. Little pick and roll on the play with New. No shot. Hand off to Lee at the elbow on the left. He doesn't shoot. Lee gave it up, got it back. 44 seconds to go first quarter. Miamisburg 11, Sydney 9. Straight away, Azon Steele. Step back, three ball again. It hits the flange, ricochets into the corner, out of bounds to Miamisburg, which leads for two with 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And timeout is called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, Chuck, what's Sydney done? Horner got the first two buckets of the game for Miamisburg, has not touched it in scoring position much at all since.
Well, Sydney doing a good job of surrounding him, but I watched that last possession. Every time he would come to a side, Miamisburg reversed the ball before he had a chance to post. They need to slow down a little bit.
Here comes Miamisburg up and over the timeline. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter, 11-9 Miamisburg. Here is Horner at midcourt, lunges for a pass. He is bumped from behind. It's a common foul. Only three personals called in this initial period. Two on Sydney, one on Miamisburg. Near side of the floor, Kellen Todvine, 6 foot junior, will throw in for Miamisburg. He pitches in to Durr. Hunter Durr, 6'2 senior. Throws to Horner, head of the key. Miamisburg backs it out. Will play for one. 15, 14, 13 seconds to go. Opening period. 11-9 Miamisburg. Engo gives it up far right corner to Osmanski. Lobs it down inside to Horner. Poor pass. Sydney tips it away. Here comes Daniel in midcourt. He lost the ball. Miamisburg got it back. Here's a long three try. Would have counted had it gone in. Todvine missed it. Opening period concludes. Miamisburg 11, Sydney 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
So many thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Ruchi, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Ruchi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Also contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E. E-I-double-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Well, we start the second quarter with a flash. Good lob pass by Miamisburg. Down inside to Horner. He got a two-pointer. And then Sydney hustled down the floor. And Miles Steenrod off the bench, a 6'3 junior for the Yellow Jackets, got a close-in shot to fall. And they matched a field goal each way to start out the second quarter. 13-11 Miamisburg. Here's Engo with the pass. Top of the circle. Drives down the lane. Motoring to the rim on the run. Kisses one in off the backboard. Well done on the play by Miamisburg's Chris Engo. 15-11, Vikings lead, 7 minutes left here in the second quarter. Sydney with the ball out back, fadeaway three try by Spradling. Hits the heel, long rebound Miamisburg. Vikings coming in from the right wing, stopping 6 feet away, laying it up and scoring on the play for the Vikings is Kellen Todvine. Four quick points by Miamisburg, which leads it 17-11. 6:40 to go in period number two. Sydney attacking to our right. It's Steele on the arc. Good defense by Osmanski, forcing Steele to give it up. Now Spradling, deep right corner. Gets a screen from Steenrod. Throws it straight away to New. New pulls up at the elbow. 15-footer. Hit the back frame. Rebound. Horner brings it down for Miamisburg. Out ahead to Engo. 6:12 to go. Second quarter. Miamisburg up six. Engo foul line. Jay in the air. Hits it. Big jump shot by Engo. He connects two straight trips down the floor for the Vikings, who are up by eight, 19-11. Sydney with the ball in the forecourt. It's Azon Steele. Steenrod comes out to set a screen. Steele veers right. Horner jumps at him. Steele can't shoot the three over him. Ball dish to Spradling. Spradling in the paint. Arches up a 10-footer over Horner. It dances off the iron. No good. Rebound Toadvine. Here comes Miamisburg. Marching up ahead. Half court to our left. Ball thrown on the arc to Engo. Deep right corner, Horner. Horner spin move from 12. Leans in, banks it up, and scores! Whoa, what a move. A drop step. Just one in off the backboard. Beautiful maneuver out of the post by Horner, who caught the ball outside the lane on the right. Terrific high school's move by the pivot man, and Miamisburg is up 10 with a great start to the second quarter, 21-11 Vikings. Timeout Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Sydney Yellow Jackets have some work to do. Hot streak by Miamisburg here in quarter number two. Biggest lead of this game, now 10. 21-11. Eight straight points notched by the team in blue. Miamisburg in front. Sydney after the timeout. Azon Steele's got it at midcourt to Caleb Lee. Weave is on. Here's New with it. Oh, it's stolen. Ball punched in the air by Durr. He took it away. Hooked it to a teammate. Driving layup. Yes. The trailer got the field goal. Nicely done on the play by Gavin Sidomack. 5'10", sophomore for Miamisburg. Cattering quickly. Steele. Bullseye. Three-pointer. Boy, Sydney needed that. They'd fallen behind 23-11. 4:40 left to go here in quarter number two. Miamisburg has really picked up the pace. We thought it might be Sydney, which would speed up this game. It's been Miamisburg here in quarter number two. Cutting to the rim. Great deal. Fine pass. Toadvine. Sidomack. Good for two more. 4:20 left in the second period. Miamisburg is slicing and dicing in the middle of the floor. Fine drive to the basket. Good feed. Terrific passing. And the lead for Miamisburg is swollen to 25-14 with 4:12 to go in the second. Miamisburg in the half court to her right, or I should say Sydney in the half court to her right, has the ball knocked out of bounds by tenacious defense from Miamisburg. Ball inbounded by Sydney. Here is Azon Steele, fakes the three. Little jab step, then missed it way short. And Miamisburg is off and running. Fast break down the floor. End going to the lane. Got away with a walk. Missed the shot. It rolled off the iron. Rebound poked out in the corner of the court by Sydney. Miamisburg will throw in up 11, 25-14. Connor Norman back on the floor for Miamisburg, 6'1 sophomore. He's joined by Hunter Durr. There at the wing spots, here's Engo in backcourt, picked up by Steele. Engo 35 feet away. Looks for Horner in the middle, can't find him. Now to Norman, Horner baseline right. Here comes one man. He's doubled. Spins with the left hand. Shoots it wildly off the mark. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Miamisburg below the basket. That was the weakest shot attempt of the night so far for Horner.
Yeah, I haven't seen him play, so I don't know if he has that left-handed shot or not.
Right.
But that was not a very good shot.
3:39 left, second period, 25-14 Miamisburg. Vikings rolling in quarter number two. Here's Sidney on the weave, out back at Spradling to Lee. Jace Daniel, shot fake behind the arc, nothing there. Natalie at the foul line. Boy, Miamisburg's defense has been airtight. 14 points for Sidney in better than a quarter and a half. On the arc, steal, nowhere to go. Osmanski tracks him down. Baseline left to Daniel. He posts up and scores over Durr. Sidney worked long and hard for that two.
That was a great look and a nice shot.
25-16, Miamisburg up 9. Here's Engo bulldozing his way down the right side of the lane, moving screen against Miamisburg. Durr picks up the foul. Team foul situation, second quarter, two on Miamisburg, none on Sidney. The lead for Miamisburg is 9.
I say Engo took a shot right in the chin. He's trying to get his jaw back in place.
He tells his head coach, Tim Fries, does Engo, hey, I'm still good to go. Midcourt Spradling with the ball for Sidney. He's on the bounce. Engo picks him up. Screen by Daniel, who gets the pass and shoots the three from 30 feet. It sticks on the back rim and comes off into the lap of Engo. Engo for Miamisburg. Hustles down the floor into the top of the circle. Gives it up 25 feet away to Toadvine. Back to Engo. Engo hangs on. Feeds low post left to Horner. Horner's got a good look. He's grabbed by two men. Horner from point blank range received the pass. Couldn't convert. He will shoot two free ones. 2:35 left, second quarter. 25-16 Miamisburg. Free throw by Horner. Dips his knees, fires, and hits. He's 3 for 3 at the stripe. Second shot by Horner for Miamisburg. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, arches it toward the iron, little strong. Rebound Daniel of Sidney. 10-point lead, Miamisburg, 2.5 left, second quarter. Up ahead, the pass to Spradling, and go on him. Spradling looks for the cutter, can't find Tanner Snyder, who's checked in, 6'2 senior for Sidney. On the arc, Daniel, he says, I might as well. He's got it, 3-ball, Jace Daniel. Another big bucket for Sidney, which is back within 7, 26-19.
He's such a good shooter out of rhythm on that three-pointer.
Engo, top of the circle for Miamisburg. Feeds left side to Toadvine. To Engo on the arc for a three try. Around and out, no good. Sudomak with a fine offensive rebound. Gives it up opposite to Horner. He's 10 feet away. Throws to a cutter, Osmanski down the lane. He steers off to the right side of the floor as Miamisburg resets up 7 with a minute 40 left in period number 2. Osmanski stops his dribble. Bounces to Horner. Horner's open from 10. Hits a short jumper. Sidney had a defender up there reaching, but couldn't touch the apex of the shot by Horner. Off the fingertips and in, 28-19 Miamisburg. 1:14 left, second quarter. Here is Spradling. Starts into the key. Then finds an open man on the left wing at Steele. Swish on the triple. A trifecta from downtown. Sidney in rhythm now. 4-3 balls for the Yellow Jackets who've cut it to 6. 28-22 Vikings. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Ball thrown top of the circle to Horner. Horner finds an open man low on the left. Toadvine can't get it to go. Got the offensive rebound. Ball fed to Osmanski. He's got a baseline drive underway. Challenged at the rim and fouled.
He got bailed out on that one. He had no chance of making that shot.
Unusual sequence of passes. Sidney missed the steal. It gave Miamisburg more or less an advantage, 5-on-4 in the half court. Vikings couldn't convert, but they have 2 free throws coming. And Billy Osmanski shoots it up and in. 29-22, Miamisburg ahead by 7. 43.9 to go, second quarter. biggest lead in this game was 23-11 with 4:45 left in this period. Lambsburg was up 12 at one juncture. Now it's 7. Second free throw, not good. And Sidney has the rebound. Here's Spradling. Up the floor into traffic. Has it stolen. Sudomac out ahead to Horner. Ball pried loose by Sidney. It's on the sideline in front of the Sidney bench. And out of bounds to the Yellow Jackets. Vikings retreat on defense. 27.1 to go. Second period. 7-point lead. Miamisburg 29-22. Jackets would love to hit a three ball here and slice the deficit to 4 at the halftime break. Spradling at midcourt. Reach-in foul committed by Durr. Miamisburg with a few fouls to give. That's number 3 on the club here in the second period of play. And that's the 2nd on Durr in this game. Sidney will throw in far side of the court. It's Daniel. Backcourt to Spradling, 14 to play, second period. Miamisburg ahead by 7. Spradling at midcourt for the Yellow Jackets. He is checked tightly by Osmanski. Ball thrown 30 feet away to Lee with 2 seconds to go. Sidney won't get a shot up in the air, and the Yellow Jackets do not. Head coach John Willoughby of Sidney swings his arm in front of him as if to say, boy, we missed an opportunity. Good defense by the Vikings. Give credit where it's due. Second quarter complete. Halftime is here. After 2 quarters of play, Miamisburg 29, Sidney 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. 29-22 in favor of Miamisburg over Sidney here at the halftime break. Yellow Jackets have primarily been relegated to three-point shooting. Sidney fortunate to be within 7 Miamisburg with a real good first 4 to 5 minutes of that second quarter. Stretched the lead out to a dozen at 1 point. Our halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Taking a look at the team stats first. 14-5 rebounding advantage for Miamisburg. 5-0 on the offensive boards. Miamisburg turned it 5 times. Sydney 4. Both teams valued the ball pretty well in the first half. 4-6 from the free throw line. Miamisburg, the Yellow Jackets were 2-3. Individual scoring for the Berg. They had Horner with 13. And then they had Osmanski, I'm going to say that wrong, Engo and Sidomak each had 4. They had 2 from Toadvine, 2 from Anderson. They scored 11 and 18, 29 for the first half. Sydney led by Azon with Steele with 9, and then Jace Daniel with 7, and then 2 each from News, Spradling, and Steenrod. They scored 9 and 13, trail at 29-22 at the half.
Vikings with a productive second period of play during which they drilled home 18 points to lead Sydney by 7 at the halftime break, 29-22. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Jack and Chuck back on scoresbroadcast.com. Second half underway. Miamisburg 29, Sydney 22. Yellow Jackets with a nice little push. 11-6, outscoring Miamisburg in the last couple minutes of that third quarter, or I should say second quarter, enabled the Jackets to sneak back into this game. Down by 7, first offensive possession for Sydney's a good one. The ball entered down below the rim to Ethan New. He's crowded and fouled as Hunter Durr picks up number 3 for the Vikings.
Yep.
And Ethan New shoots a pair for Sydney. A chance to trim the deficit down to 5, but he misfires a little hard, no good. These teams entered tournament play not performing real well. Miamisburg had lost 3 in a row before beating Troy last Friday. Miamisburg was 6-1 at one stage in the season, then lost 8 of 9. Sydney closed out the campaign, the regular season, winning just 2 of 4. Both foul shots missed on the play by Sydney. Oh, Ethan New couldn't connect on either one. And the Vikings get the ball down to a right. Ball thrown to the foul stripe. It's handled there by Alex Anderson. Shot deflected, poked away by Sydney. Errant pass up the floor. Picked off by Miamisburg. It's Toadbine the other way. Coast to coast. Kellen Toadbine plays the trail to the rim. Big bucket for Miamisburg, which leads it 31-22. Fine hustle displayed, but Toadbine the lead back to 9 for the Vikings. On the arc, it's Azon Steele for Sydney. That's a live ball turnover, Chuck. You simply can't afford.
Nope. Makes these for an easy basket.
And Miamisburg produced 2 quick points out of it. Ball thrown to Lee in the lane. Got away with a Euro step and a walk. Pivoted again, and hit a 5-footer. Break for the Vikings, or I should say for the Yellow Jackets. That appeared to be steps. No whistle. Miamisburg has the ball top of the circle. Oh, it's a bad pass by Anderson. Threw it below the rim, trying to reach Toadbine. Batted away by Sydney. 31-24. Miamisburg leads. Sydney with the ball. Top of the circle, Spradling. It's given away. Knocked free. It's Horner. Horner takes it 60 feet down the lane. Leaves it for a teammate low on the left. Toadbine couldn't get it to go. It skipped around the rim. Came off out of bounds in the corner. Miamisburg possession.
Well,
7-point game, 31-24. Baseline left of the rim. Horner will throw in for the Vikings, which missed a layup there, but retained the ball. On the arc, it's Horner. corner, coughed it up. It went to a Miamisburg player who threw it away. Breaking down the court for the Yellow Jackets is new hits a teammate gliding to the rim. It's caught and scored on the play. The Spradling and a foul. It's an and one for Sydney. A live ball turnover the other direction, benefiting Sydney. And we've got a five-point game now, 31-26, 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Spradling at the stripe. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. He shoots it up and missed it out to the right. Sydney's missed three free throws already here in this third period. 5:52 to go. Miamisburg with the ball, far right side of the floor. Handled there by Toadvine. Into the post, now to Ingo on the arc. He drives, pulls up, foul line, and he's got it. 15-footer, Chris Ingo. 33-26, Miamisburg ahead by seven. Clubs trade buckets. Dribbling down the left side, it's Steele for Sydney in the corner. Steps back, long three, way short. Line drive shot, barely caught iron. Corner straps for the rebound with Lee, who commits the foul for Sydney.
They tried to tie him up, but he did grab a little arm on the way in.
Possession Vikings in backcourt. Token pressure by Sydney, which trails by 7, 33-26. Miamisburg has led all the way. It's Osmanski at midcourt. Vikings jumped on top 4-0 on two quick fielders by Horner, who's got the ball here. Mid-post, back to the basket. Oh, a nice dig down on the play by a guard, Spradling, who knocked it free. Ball thrown to Ingo. Ingo running into the lane, scoops it with the right hand. In and out, no good. Rebound Sydney. Down by 7 are the Yellow Jackets with 5 to play in the third. New on a weave to Steele. Right side to Spradling. Out back to Lee. Important possession here. Now New, here's Daniel. Jace Daniel with a fine first two quarters for Sydney. He knocks 7. Far right wing at Steele, who sets and shoots the 3. It hit the front rim, hit the backboard. The ball landed on the floor. Nobody wanted the rebound. Miamisburg eventually got it. Up the floor on the play to Toadvine. He's hemmed in, and he took steps.
4 turnovers now to start the third quarter for Miamisburg. Yep. In the quarter, they have 9 for the game now.
A little sloppy. Miamisburg still up 7, 33-26. That was our differential at the halftime break. Each team with 4 points in this period so far. Down to 4:20 to go in the quarter. Spradling, 30 feet out. Oh, he beats Horner, who came out to guard him. The floor opens. Spradling took it to the rim. Right to the rack for a big driving field goal. Sydney cuts it to 5 again, 33-28. Yellow Jackets won't go away. Top of the circle, Durr for Miamisburg. Right side pass, Osmanski. Straight ahead, Sudomak. Little give and go, low on the left, Osmanski. Sydney reaches in, knocks the ball loose. Ball picked up on the play by the Vikings, and a walk occurs. Hunter Durr fell down. He scooped the ball up, couldn't retain his footing. Sydney within 5, a chance here to cut it to 2 or 3. 3:54 to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed to midcourt to Lee. On a weave to Spradling. Spradling 25 feet out, picked up by Osmanski. Oh, it's starting to get a little tense. Here's a loose ball. Miamisburg jumped on it. Sydney reeled it in as well. And Jace Daniel got a timeout for the Jackets. 3:39 left, third quarter. Miamisburg up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Up here we go. Sydney possession. 3:39 left. Third quarter of play. Yellow Jackets behind the Vikings by 5. 33-28. Midcourt Spradling with the ball against Osmanski. Now to Lee, guarded by Horner. Lee at the foul line, doesn't shoot. On a weave to Daniel on the arc. Jace dribbling. Horner comes out to hedge. Daniel goes foul line, gives it up to New. New 25 feet away, no shot. Daniel takes it, a three ball. It's in and out. No good. Tough break. Daniel's shot was spot on. Wouldn't stay below the iron. Miamisburg snarfed up the rebound. Straight away, it is Osmanski. And he throws it down inside for Horner. A poor pass, and Sidney intercepts. Here comes Spradling, forecourt left. A bucket of turnovers for the Vikings in the third period. Spradling through the lane, ball punched up into the air by Miamisburg. And it's ruled a travel against Spradling of Sidney. Ooh, that's a tough call to take.
Well, I think they're saying it wasn't tipped away, but it sure looked like it was tipped away to me.
Yep, it was a deflection by Miamisburg, and Sidney pays the unlucky price.
I think he could have gone and grabbed it, but he kept dribbling, and I think that's why they called the travel.
2:46 to go, third quarter. Miamisburg 33, Sidney 28. Mistakes by both clubs in this period. End go at midcourt for Miamisburg to Horner, 25 feet away. On a weave, Osmanski, foul line, cut off. Goes left corner to a teammate. Here's a jump shot. Pumped up there by Toadvine, around and out, no good. Sidney with the rebound, off and running. Spradling hesitates in the lane, rims a six-footer. Oh, a good break down the floor by Spradling, but he couldn't finish. Short shots not falling for either team, plus mistakes. Look at Osmanski go with the left hand. 60 feet down the floor went Osmanski, carved out space in the lane, hooked it in on the run with the left. Miamisburg back up 7. That broke the ice. We'd gone better than 2.5 minutes without a point. Deep three, Daniel for Sidney, way short. Ball glanced off the rim, hit the deck. Collision occurs. Bodies fly to the hardwood. There's a whistle. What's been called?
Two Miamisburg kids ran into each other. That's how he ended up on the ground.
And the end result of all of this is Sidney basketball or Miamisburg basketball?
Miamisburg.
Yep, Sidney. Coach is curious as to how it's the possession being awarded to the Vikings. But Sidney falls back on defense. Miamisburg's got it with a 7-point lead. A minute 50 to go. The three tribe of Daniel wasn't close. And eventually, the ball went out of bounds off Sidney. So Miamisburg's got it. Top of the key is Mansky, coming off a great basket last trip down. Vikings up 7. Foul line, Engo. He's at the elbow. Fadeaway jumper, 16 feet out. Good. Engo for Miamisburg.
Well, he's got that 15-foot jumper down, doesn't he?
37-28 Vikings. They widen the lead to 9. A minute 18 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to the foul line to Spradling for Sidney. He's wrapped up. Reach-in foul by the Vikings. 3 team fouls on Miamisburg in this period. 1 on Sidney. 78 seconds to go, third quarter of play. Official set to give the ball to the playmaker, but nope. Substitution made by Miamisburg. As Connor Norman is in for Chris Engo, gets a breather at the end of the third period. Here's Lee, top of the circle, outside the arc on the left. Azon Steele for Sidney. Drives around one man, another, to the rim, and it skids off the iron. Snatching the board, Horner for the Vikings, who lead by 9 with a minute 4 to go in the third quarter. Osmanski midcourt around Steele. Gives it up, gets it back. High screen by Horner. Here's Osmanski on the loose down the lane. A running left-handed shovel shot is wild. No good. Sidney's got the board. Here comes Azon Steele. Hits Lee wide open in the lane. Straight away, six-footer hits. Good dish off by Steele. 37-30. Miamisburg ahead by 7. Half minute left. Third quarter of play. Halftime deficit facing Sidney was 7. So far, Jackets have made up no ground in the third quarter. 24 seconds to go in this period. Horner loose underneath. Open from 5. Little left-hand hook shot. Danced around. Came off. Sidney got the rebound, but stepped out.
And boy, they looked at each other, and nobody grabbed the ball.
Horner will throw in below the rim for the Vikings with 17.7 to go. Third period. 37-30 Miamisburg. Ball pitched into Hunter Durr. Foul line it goes to Sudomak. Little high-low action down inside to Horner. Around the rim it goes three times, four times, and it's in. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. New at midcourt to Steele. Steele from 60 for Sydney. It's offline. No good. And the third quarter finishes. Miamisburg was up 7 at halftime. The Vikings lead by 9 at the end of 3. 39-30 over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, we thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We will style at Cutaway. You'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Oh, we start the fourth quarter. End go for Miamisburg, picking up where he left off. A brilliant drive down the right side of the lane as Horner walled off Sydney, and end go scored. That was a terrific play. Highly athletic. Here's Sydney with a wild shot in the paint at the other end. Loose ball rebound laid in by Sydney, but we had a whistle long before. And what's been called?
Ball was kicked by Sydney, and it was an intentional kick.
Kicking violation enabling Sydney to gain advantage. That's a whistle on the Yellow Jackets, and Miamisburg gets it. It was a free-for-all in the paint. Ball was on the hardwood. Miamisburg dodges a bullet, and having scored the first field goal of the fourth quarter, Miamisburg's up 11 with possession. Here's Horner at midcourt. He's triple-teamed, gives it up low on the right to a teammate. Little five-foot shot, wide open, Toadvine. Yes! Horner with a good assist. And Miamisburg opens up a 13-point cushion. 43-30. Sydney in trouble. Here's Steele, top of the circle to Lee. Boy, now the Yellow Jackets may be relegated to shooting threes. Here's a try from distance by Spradling. Horner leaped at him and blocked it out of bounds.
Knocked it to Danny Monin sitting in the first row over there.
What a play by Horner of Miamisburg. He slammed that one into the seats. 6:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney behind by 13. Most points by which they've trailed in this game. Lee, head of the circle, gives it to Daniel. Sydney not solving this Miamisburg defense very well. The 6'9 Horner patrols the middle. Long three try by Daniel. It hits the heel, kicks way up into the air, speared by Horner. Horner down the floor to Ingo. Back to Horner, baseline right. He falls down. Looked like his foot momentarily gave way. He coughed up the ball out of bounds to Sydney. A break for the Yellow Jackets. Vikings had the advantage in the half court. 13-point game, 43-30. Vikings, 6:28 to go in the fourth. Spradling, left side of the floor. They isolate for him to the Yellow Jackets, but he can't finish the drive. Leaves it for Steele. Now to Lee, shot fake, gets around Horner. Drive by Lee, overshot it with the left hand. Scrap for the rebound, Miamisburg. With a stab of the basketball out of bounds below the rim. Throwing in Sydney, left of the hoop. 43-30 Vikings, 6:12 to play in the fourth. Ball pitched in low on the left to Lee. Missed a four-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound Horner, outlet to Ingo. He leaks to the rim. 2 points, Miamisburg. And the Vikings have sprinted to a 15-point spread, 45-30, 6:03 to go in the game. Timeout, Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, that G-Walk is tough. We know that, but Miamisburg is looking mighty good here tonight as Sydney chucks up a long three. Missed by Steele, way short of the mark. The Vikings won their first four G-Walk conference games at the start of the year, then lost 10. Boy, this is not a 10-loss league team here tonight, that's for sure. 45-30, Miamisburg over Sydney with 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. After the Sydney miss, Miamisburg milks clock, forecourt to a right. Have not had a foul in the fourth period yet. Horner comes out high to get the relief pass from Osmanski. Steele guards him. Ball thrown down the left side, handled there by Durr. Durr spin move 25 feet away. Gives it up to Sudomak. Push-off foul committed by Sydney. Tanner Snyder with a shove. Sydney stymied just 30 points in 27 minutes in this game. 45-30, Miamisburg in front with 15. Far side of the floor, inbounding is Toadvine. Backcourt, it's given on the plate to Durr. Durr hands off to Engo. Engo checked, head of the circle, Steenrod. Ball now thrown to Durr. High-low action for Horner. Tip away by New of Sydney, and he goes out of bounds. Alert defensive effort by him. 4:47 left in the fourth quarter, 45-30 Miamisburg. Biggest margin of difference in this game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Horner with a screen. He guns a three ball, a line driver. It hits the back brace. Down to the floor goes Horner, and he was nailed in the act of shooting the triple.
Well, they've held Horner to 2 points here in the second half, but Engo's got eight in the half. He's picked up the pace.
Yep, what a spark. Engo has offered 8 points a game on the year. He's been excellent tonight. The free throw by Horner up and in. Second shot by this 80% free throw shooter. Swish, he's got it. And the lead for Miamisburg has expanded to 17, 47-30. Yep, we thought this would be a much closer game here tonight. We previewed it as a battle between the Miami Valley League and the Greater Western Ohio Conference. How much better is the GWAC than the MVL? Miamisburg finished last in the GWAC this season. All three free throws good by Horner. 48-30. Miamisburg in front by 18. Sydney with the ball in the post. It's Lee. Caden Lee squeezes between two Berg players and scores, and he's fouled. It's an and one for Lee. 48-32 now, and Miamisburg leads by 16. And Miamisburg's going to have to miss free throws in order for Sydney to get back in this game. That's all there is to it. Lee with the deep knee bend at the stripe. Shots up and true. 48-33 in favor of Miamisburg. Biggest lead was 48-30 with 4.5 to go in the game. Here come the Vikings on the giddy-up. Down the floor, Osmanski. man-to-man Bocidnik. Yellow Jackets in the chase. Here's Ingo. He darts down the lane. He slashes toward the rim, and the ball is pried loose. Bocidnik goes out of bounds. Not sure if that's necessarily what Coach Freeze wanted. But Sidney did touch it last. Miamisburg will throw back in. Miamisburg protecting a 15-point lead. 4 minutes left in this game. Ball thrown by Engo to a cutter in the lane. It's Durr up with the left hand. Ball hits the underneath side of the iron, and Sidney comes away with it. Daniel down the floor, pulls up outside the arc on the left. Shoots over Horner, a long one. No, it ricochets off the iron to Engo of Miamisburg. There he goes, blazing a trail down the lane. Oh, wow, what a horse shot by Ingo. And it goes in off the backboard, and he's fouled an and one. What a game here tonight for Chris Ingo of the Vikings. He is really dazzled.
He's got 14 now. He's ready to shoot a free throw.
Sparkling performance by Ingo. 50-33 Vikings, 3:44 left to go in the fourth. Foul shot by Ingo, short, off the iron, the board by Lee, backcourt to Daniel for Sidney. Chuck, I know that it is probably cliche, but, you know, sometimes when you take a bye, you're a little stale, bit rusty. Miamisburg played on Friday, and the Vikings are razor sharp here tonight against Sidney.
I never cared for a bye in the tournament.
3:21 left here in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot from the foul line by Spradling, a leaner for Sidney. It is off the rim, rebound by Miamisburg. Up ahead to Horner. He finds a man open below the basket. It's Durr on the finish. Horner with a bucket load of assists here tonight. 3 minutes to go in the game, and Miamisburg leads by 19, 52-33. Coming out to catch, it's Lee for Sidney on the dribble. Goes opposite to Spradling. On the arc to Lee. He sets and shoots the three. He's whacked by Horner. Shot was way off the mark. Three free throws coming for Lee of Sidney, which trails 52-33 with 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Lee at the strike. As we were saying a few minutes ago, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. 40 years of experience, our experience, your style. We will help you create the style you want at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It is 52-34, one free throw made by Caden Lee of the Yellow Jackets. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store. Three free throws by Lee. He made two, and it's 52-35. Miamisburg up 17 with 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Osmanski dribbles to midcourt. Gardevis Bradley veers right. Looks for a relief valve. Coming out to catch is Durr for the Vikings. Durr on the bounce. And head coach Tim Freeze gets a timeout for the Vikings, who lead Sidney by 17. 2:24 left here in the fourth. Hey, don't forget, at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, you can take advantage of new products on the shelves. Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meat, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. We've gone local at Schaefer Market. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves, and they are available at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Miamisburg 52, Sidney 35. hard to believe. Miamisburg finished dead last in the GWAC, lost 10 in a row in conference play, and Sydney won its half of the MVL by two games. GWAC simply that much tougher.
When you're getting Wayne and Springfield and Centerville,
you are tournament ready.
Compared to West Carrollton and Pickwa and Greenville, that's a big difference.
You are prepared for the tournament, and Miamisburg is showing just that here tonight. Vikings turn it over at the timeline. Sydney gets it, scrambling down the right side. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Daniel off the screen, doesn't shoot, elects to drive. Takes it to the cup, no good, but a blocking foul by Ingo of Miamisburg. That's about the only mistake he's made all night. That young man has played a marvelous game. He has really sparkled for head coach Tim Freeze of Miamisburg.
Well, Steele and Daniel have not scored in the second half for the Yellow Jackets.
And how many points has Sydney scored in all? 13?
Yes.
13 points by Sydney in 14 minutes in the second half. That will not win you a tournament game, no matter who you are playing against. 52-35, Miamisburg. Daniel at the stripe, couple free throws for the Yellow Jackets. And he knocks the first one home. 52-36, Miamisburg. Second shot here for Daniel. He dips the knees and nails it. 52-37, Miamisburg up 15. Under two to play here in the fourth. For Miamisburg, Osmanski a senior, Durr a senior, Horner a senior. Miamisburg breaks pressure and goes right to the rack. Here's a left-handed layup. Yes, Hunter Durr scores it. As Miamisburg elected to attack. Long three ball, Daniel way short, didn't catch iron. Catching it out of the air is Engo for the Vikings with 1:34 to go in the game. Miamisburg leads by 17, 54-37. Osmanski midcourt on the bounce, still dribbling. And he finally gives up the dribble, deals it to Horner with 1:16 to go in the fourth. 54-37, Miamisburg. Ball lob to the center line to Toadvine. Ball dealt right side to Durr. Outside the arc on the left, it's Osmanski. In the chase is Steele. Horner, the outlet valve, top of the key. Ball thrown to him. New guards him for Sydney. Ball pitch, left corner to Durr. Miamisburg pitch and catch, 35, 40 feet away. Sydney not fouling. The lead is 17 for Miamisburg. 40 ticks left in the clock. There's a foul committed by the Yellow Jackets. Azon Steele. It's common, only number three on Sydney. And Miamisburg will throw in right in front of us with 40.1 to go. The winner of this game plays on Friday here against the Winton Woods Harrison winner. Of course, Miamisburg well on its way to a triumph tonight over Sydney. Ball lobbed into Horner. Horner catches in the right corner. He's got the baseline space available. He runs to the rim and dunks it down.
And good dunk for his 20th point of the night.
25 seconds to go in the game. Here's Azon Steele ripping his way right down the paint for Sydney. Left the layup short. Rebound Miamisburg. And that will probably do it. 16 seconds to go. Osmanski to midcourt. He backs it out under the instructions of head coach Tim Freeze. Final 6 seconds tick away. Sydney Yellow Jackets ousted in the D2 tournament here tonight by Miamisburg. Final score 56-37. Miamisburg defeats Sydney by 19 points. Again, so many thanks to the Anna Market, located in Fort Loramie. Stop by today, see all those new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We'll return with our post game in just a few minutes. Miamisburg 56, Sydney 37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
56-37, Miamisburg puts a licking on Sydney tonight. The Yellow Jackets knocked out of the boys' Division II tournament. Seniors for Sydney, who will graduate this year. They played their last game for head coach John Willoughby tonight. Hazon Steele, Tanner Snyder, Ethan New, Julius Spradling, Chase Daniel, and Maddox Barnes. Those are the 12th graders. Fine careers at Sydney for them. Multiple sport athletes. As Sydney bows out of tournament play here tonight, Yellow Jackets conclude the year at 17-6 after winning their half of the MVL with a 14-4 mark, 17-6 overall on the year for Sydney, which is beaten tonight by Miamisburg, 56-37. Vikings advance on and play Friday against tomorrow's winner between Winton Woods and Harrison. So Miamisburg will play Winton Woods or Harrison here on Friday night at 7. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road, and Rushi began to establish its unique brand back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, A&M serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families in West Central Ohio. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Chuck, a look at the scoring and our stars of the game. Sydney beaten by 19 points tonight in the season finale for head coach John Willoughby's club.
Well, they got beat 30-10 on the rebounding. Woo. And 6-1 on the offensive boards. They did turn Miamisburg over 15 times, but could not get a lot of points out of steals, out of their steals. They didn't score off of it. Individual scoring for Miamisburg, they were led by Horner with 20, and then they had 14 from Engo. He had a terrific game. I'm going to go with Chris Engo as my player of the game for the Vikings. And on the other side, three young men had 9 points. Steele had 9. Daniel had 9. Hudgens had 9. 6 out of Spradling, and then 2 each from New and Steenrod. And I'm going to go with Caleb Lee as my player of the game for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, good pick. Good pick. And again, for Miamisburg, who might your choice be?
Chris Engo and Andrew Horner.
Yeah,
they both have to be.
Yeah, Engo was marvelous. How many points did he score?
He had 14 and he had 10 in the second half.
He was 6 above his per game average. Horner right at his 20 per game.
He's pretty good.
Those two Vikings players, along with Lee for Sydney, our Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well-respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Are you dreaming of owning a home? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate with F&M. Designed to help hard-working Ohioans, the F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com, member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. But Chuck, that's how we build this game early on in the pre-contest segment. Battle of Sydney against Miamisburg. Yellow Jackets won their half of the MVL. Miamisburg dead last in the GWAC. Which conference would prevail? How much tougher is the GWAC than the MVL? And we found out it is significantly tougher. Miamisburg won its first four GWAC games this year, then lost 10-10 in a row and finished rock bottom in the Greater Western Ohio Conference and handled Sydney easily tonight, 56-37. Having gone through that gauntlet of GWAC opponents, Miamisburg was tournament ready.
Absolutely. I mean, I was watching Northmont warm up, and Northmont beat Sydney by like 40, I think, in the regular season. And they're under 500, and I'm looking at all these athletes out here going, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how good these other, Wayne and Springfield must be just outstanding.
19-point difference. Kudos to Miamisburg. Vikings got the job done against the Yellow Jackets tonight, which just could not generate a consistent offense of any kind against a very good defensive club in the Miamisburg Vikings.
Yeah, and they turned them over. I mean, they got them turned over. They just weren't live ball turnovers.
No.
And that kept them from getting some easy baskets, and they struggled running their half-court offense against Miamisburg like we said they probably would.
And that dynamite duo of Andrew Horner and Chris Engo of Miamisburg combined for 34 points in this game. Horner 20, Engo 14. They paced the way to the triumph for the Vikings. Be with us here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night, airtime 5:20 from Piqua. Fort Loramie boys meet Emmanuel Christian. Airtime 5:20, tip-off 6 o'clock tomorrow night from Pickwood's Garbury Gym. And then on Wednesday, we are right back here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Airtime at 5:20. It's the girls' Division 7 regional semifinals. Two games for you. Tip-off at 6, Fort Loramie Delaware Christian. Tip-off at 7:30, Legacy Christian against Mississinewa Valley. We're on the air for the two contests at 5:20 on Wednesday. Stay tuned to our scoresbroadcast.com website for our tournament schedule. We've got a steady diet of games for you right through this coming Saturday.
Yeah, we're pretty solid on what we know we're going to do through Thursday, and then we got to see who wins and who the competition is where we decide what we're doing Friday.
Yeah, unfortunately on Saturday there are 4 or 5 conflicts. We just may not be able to sniff it. Anna boys, Anna girls who are advancing along in the tournament play. And the D7 girls regionals and the D6 girls regionals are played at the same time on Wednesday night. And they darn near overlap as well on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, I think, 30-some miles away. So keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com. More tournament action for you as we move along through the week and into the month of March. Thanks so much for your online listenership here tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I know we had a wealth of people who joined in from down in southern Montgomery County in the Miamisburg area. They were clued into our broadcast tonight. Thank you for joining us. Sydney as well. Jackets didn't fare so hot tonight, losing by 19 to Miamisburg to close out basketball for the 2024-25 season for the Yellow Jackets. For Chuck, On-Site Engineering Stats Color, Jack Kramer saying good night from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Final score again, Miamisburg 56, Sydney 37.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.